Hi, folks. This is David Fox. Welcome to Hunting Wire Radio with Larry Wysoon and Luke Clayton, coming to you from the great state of Texas. I'm betting you're going to learn something from these veteran outdoorsmen and be entertained in the process. Now, here's Larry and Luke with this week's show.
Luke, in our last episode, you kind of mentioned something a little bit that got me intrigued in terms of the air guns. Now, I've been shooting handguns forever, and you mentioned that you limit your shots basically to like 100 yards. You're talking about 45 caliber. You're talking even 50 caliber, and I'm sure there's some smaller calibers. But tell me more about this, because I really like to know. This is, to me, is I'm always looking for another challenge, and I'm not sure this will be extremely challenging, but it will be challenging to me because I've never done it before.
Well, Larry, we'll go back to where I first began my learning curve, and you'll remember this. You and I had a booth together at the World Predator and Wild Hog Expo in Waco, Texas.
Waco. Yes, sir.
I'm going to say 7 years ago, Larry.
At least, yes, sir.
7 or 8 years ago. Well, at that point, a friend of mine, Terry Tate, he said, Luke, Terry was an old-time air gunner. And he said, I want to introduce you to the folks with Air Force air guns. They make a gun, then the Texan, which is a very powerful big-bore air gun, was just... It hadn't quite come out yet. It had not even hit the market. So I go over there and meet John McCaslin, and I knew what I knew about an air gun, Larry, is a pump up crossman. You know, the older ones that and they're great guns. I mean, I had shooting.
You did too. Red Ryder.
Yeah, but the old pump up Sheridans and all those, you know.
Right.
And you know, I'd use most of us boys growing up in the country, especially at one time, had a pellet gun. But that's all I knew about pellet guns.
Right.
Well, John McCaslin, he introduced me to the power. They're called PCPs, and they air up through an air tank. You pressure a tank up, or you could hook one directly to a compressor. We're talking about PSI, Larry, of the Texan now has the valve system and all that set up for, like, don't quote me exactly, but around 3,600 PSI. That's a lot of pressure, you know?
That's substantial, yes, sir.
So I started shooting a little 25 caliber Condor, I think, that they had, and I loved it, and it was a tack driver, or it is a tack driver, they still make them, and Squirrel Gun Deluxe, one shot, you know, one shot at a time. And then when the Texan came out, I got one of the first 10, Larry, to the prototypes to shoot, and they knew I was hooked up where I could do a lot of hog hunting. And I remember the first hog I shot with it, I hit him just front part of the shoulder, right in the neck. And I mean, he, you couldn't have done a better job with an Alt-6, and that's the truth. I mean, he, 350 grain bullet I was shooting at the time. And those generate, velocities of about 850 feet per second. So imagine a big old 350 grain bullet whizzing along at 850 or loping along at 850 feet per second, about 500 foot-pounds of energy, you know?
That's a lot. I'll tell you what. I mean, that's very comparable to some of the handguns I used to shoot years ago.
Yep. So, and probably if we spend a little time and talk about trajectories and all, probably not way on... I've never shot handguns at the distances like you have, Larry, but from say 75 to 100 yards, there's a pretty good, that bullet begins to drop on a big bore, say a 45, doesn't it?
Well, you're right when you were going to say that it does the same thing on a handgun too.
Yep. So when you're sighting in handgun hunting, and I see the parallels here, you know, the big bore air guns, kind of like the handgun. What range when you're shooting a handgun, and what bullet weight and all that would you, how would you sight your handguns in?
basically, a lot of times I'm shooting Ruger single actions, the Blackhawks, and I use a Trijicon little red dot sight these days called the RMR or the SRO, either one of them. And I'm shooting 240 grain most of the time in my 44 mags, 240 grain Hornady XTP. So basically, I'm sighting those things in at 100 yards. But with several of them I have, I can shoot them very, very accurately. But once you get past that 100 yards, you start losing downrange energy considerably. And to me, the maximum that I would try to shoot one of them with what I, the way I'm set up is basically at 125 yards maybe. And that would be the exception in terms of I've already hit the animal, he's running off, and he stops at 125 yards, and I shoot again. Most of my shots I'm going to try to maintain within considerably less than 100 yards, so preferably at 75 to 50 yards. With that, I know I've got the substantial, sufficient, I guess is more proper term, sufficient downrange energy, particularly with the with those XTP Hornady bullets to do the tissue damage, put that animal down very quickly. And so what you're telling me is basically shooting these big bore air guns is very similar in terms when it comes to hunting.
Yes, I think you're going to find that to be the case, Larry. People ask me, let's kind of break it into two categories. Now,
absolutely.
Hunting, killing game, harvesting, cleanly harvesting game, big game, let's just say whitetail deer, wild hogs.
Right.
Cleanly harvesting big game with a handgun, like you're very, well, you're made a career shooting them. That and the big bore air gun. Now, that's one thing. Now, I've got buddies that shoot big bore air guns out to 400 or 500 yards. I had one buddy there's a guy that shoots them at 1,000 yards. But you better
really?
Be – yes. But not practical at all for hunting. Forget
no,
that.
No, no, no.
But you know,
no,
just target shooting. But can you imagine the elevation on the scope – to shoot at that, he actually had to have a base. He's a machinist. He built a base that would elevate the base and the scope to get it up that high, you know, the angle.
You would have to.
Yes, there's not that much adjustment, vertical adjustment. And even out to 200 yards. Now, these guns, like the Texan, it'll group all very good out to 200 yards. But it's not practical for me to be shooting game that far out. 75 yards. I killed a nice buck up on the Dale River Ranch. The first whitetail that I'd ever killed with a big bore air gun with that Texan last year, Larry. And that deer was, I forget the exact yardage, 50 yards, give or take. You know, he wasn't very far out there. But it cleanly harvested that deer. And would I have shot at him? I was prepared to shoot at 125 yards, but I did not want to. And luckily, I just waited, and I did get a good close shot. But I would have felt very comfortable at 100 yards, but I felt way more comfortable at, you know, half that distance, you know.
I remember photographs of that deer, and I think you're being you're not giving the deer quite enough credit for the size that he was, because that was a really, really nice big
white-tailed
deer.
Just a perfect
deer. Mm-hmm. You mentioned an optic a while ago to where the guy was shooting at 1,000 yards and he had a machine his own bases, you know, to get the proper mm-hmm. elevation out of it. Is there any difference when it comes to shooting the air guns you're talking about? Do you have to, does it require a particular different style of optic, or can you use the same scopes you might use on your conventional rifle?
Same scopes, Larry. Now the spring loaded ones that I know you've done some testing on scopes in years past. You
That's
were
the reason
use,
I'm asking.
Yeah, you were using the spring loaded. They call them springers. There's something about it, and you understand more about this than I do, but there's something about that spring that is rough on a scope. But no, a PCP is just a forward motion of air, of pressure, just like a centerfire cartridge being discharged, going out the muzzle. So any scope will work, and it's pretty soft on scopes. It's nothing like, you know.
Really? I you know, very mm-hmm. recently, like at the last Dallas Sport Club show, right prior to that, Trigicon introduced several new lines of scopes. And I've just gotten some of those, and with the Stadia Wire that we've talked a little bit about in the past and all yep. those kind of things, I think that one might be some of their scopes might work extremely well on some of these air guns.
Just about any good scope that you know, that you'd use on your center fire, you can just unscrew it and put it on a big bore air gun, Larry, and you'll do really good. Well, I hope we've inspired some people and maybe enlightened a little bit on the air guns. I've probably killed, gosh, I don't know, 25 or 30 hogs, some exotics, and that one buck, and I'm looking forward to getting you involved in this a little bit in the future.
We need to spend a little time around a campfire somewhere and then out at the range and play around with it and some of the different bullets that are available. You've got me totally inspired. I love the challenge, and I love being able to get close to animals before I pull the trigger or release there or whatever. So this just makes me that much more interested in trying those air guns.
Well, Larry, here's the thing. I was, when I first began, I was in my 60s, you know, early 60s maybe, when I first discovered these PCP air guns and discovered, hey, you know, you can hunt deer with these. People ask me, well, you've got all kind of rifles, Luke, bows, or what intrigued me was I knew absolutely zero about it. And I got to, it's a learning curve. I had the opportunity to learn all this. So it was just like, it was a new, something that's totally new. And you get to be as old as I am, Larry, it's hard to find something outdoors that's totally new, you know?
I feel the exact same way. The only thing I would suggest to people, and I know our broadcast goes over long ways
yes.
across numerous state lines, is to be sure to check with your local state regulations relative to hunting with the air guns. But I know that more and more states have opened them up. So, you know, there's probably some real good opportunities out there that I need to explore, not only here in Texas, but some of the other states as well.
Well, Larry, I have thoroughly enjoyed our little visit here on Hunting Wire Radio, and looking forward to our next show.
We're getting closer to hunting season.